Blackstone presents Kissing Carrion by Gemma Files. This book is read by Exi Sands, Andrew Iden, Natasha Sodek, Neil Heligers, Paul Woodson, Chelsea Stevens, and Megan Kelly. Introduction by Caitlin R. Kiernan. Read by Exi Sands. People ask me all the time, but the truth is, I don't know why I write dark fiction. The best reply I've ever been able to muster is that it's all I have to say, or all I have to say that's worth saying. It's the way I see, and sooner or later all clouds become demons in my view. Once upon a time, I kept it all to myself, tangled up inside my soul like loops of thorns and razor wire and blind, squirming things. The images which always came without my having to call for them were mine, and they were mine alone. And then, at some point, I began to put them down on paper. I was a slow starter. I took ages to break down the high white barriers that I'd erected, or that others had taken the liberty of erecting for me. Years to work through the layers of inhibition, the solidifying strata of guilt arising from my own visions. And in the beginning, there was a terrible electric thrill in the simple speaking of the unspeakable. Something more immediate than sex, because it was more than flesh could ever be. Something more honest than confession, because it would never compromise itself in apology. Something as alive can ever be, because it never tried to look away from death. But as the years came and went, and the stories and novels piled up about me, I began to realize that some of that thrill had begun to diminish, or rather that first hot rush of words and raw, dizzying imagery had been spent. And something else was growing in its place, something with virtues all its own, sure, but something that lacked the undeniable urgency I'd felt back at the start. A sort of psychic scar tissue, perhaps, and all the endless conceits of art, filtering what had once escaped me unfiltered, pure and untainted, by second-guessing games. Which brings me, finally, in my own rambling, self-absorbed way, to the matter at hand, which isn't my writing at all, but the writing of Gemma Files, collected here in this volume, entitled Kissing Carrion. I don't write many introductions, because truthfully I don't read very much contemporary dark fiction. Most of it bores me silly. So, when I was asked to introduce this book, I almost said no. Because I almost always say no. The particular questions are immaterial. After all, I'd never even read anything by Gemma Files, though I did recognize her
Sample complete. Ready to continue?